Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, and you?
Oh, but this time I think I'm fine, and you, just because of my call to you is for your given time.
Yeah.
So, how's everything going?
I said, everything's going well. Busier, I guess.
Oh, perfect.
Going well.
So, how about the business? How's business going?
Our business is going good. It's keeping me busy.
Oh,
church
perfect.
Stuff is going well. That's just busy, too.
Oh, perfect. So, how can I help you today?
Actually, we were going to talk about going in and show me how to straighten some stuff out in the website. If I can get to it. On our church website, mm-hmm. One of the things that was in question was the when you run the cursor over the church part. I'm trying to get into it. I'm sorry. Trying to get in as we speak. And probably can't.
Oh.
Only because I'm trying to get into it. Everybody else gets in except me. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you open it up,
mm-hmm.
One of the concerns, let me go to home. Okay, so when you go into the About Us,
mm-hmm.
If you run your cursor over the church, it moves.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to change that.
You want to change the picture?
Yeah, actually I want the picture to stop moving. How do you make it stop moving?
Okay, we'll do that.
And then I need to... update our event. I need to take some stuff off and put some stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I do that? Correct these dates in there because
we'll
all of them are wrong.
I'll send you the video
which will
going to help you to do the fixes to your own. So you can just follow the same instructions.
Okay. It's a video?
Yeah, it's going to be the video, which you can follow. And
okay.
The things will be, according to your instructions, will be straight up.
Okay, now there's a code for me to get in to make those changes, right?
No.
So I need to change, go into...
Mm-hmm.
The link to change that. Okay, so if you send me the video, then I can watch the video and make the changes on that.
Yeah, to make the upcoming events revisions to your own.
Okay, now, would that include straightening that picture out that's moving?
And this thing, I'll go ahead and do that for you.
Okay, then I'll wait for your video.
Okay, perfect. And are you guys getting the donations?
We have been getting donations.
Sorry?
Yes, we have.
Perfect. So, as I am just opening up your website at this moment, so why your website is saying not secure?
Okay.
Why it says this?
I don't know.
You must be needing the security at this moment just because of you got some attacks on your server This is the reason your website is showing not secure.
That I got what on there?
The security for your website. Just because of you're getting some kind of malware or viruses attacks, this is the reason your website is showing at this moment not secure. And if someone can see that website is not fully secure, so I don't think they were going to put up their card information to send you the donations. Just because of the card information, they are going to put down onto this whole form. So the card information are like confidential for everyone. And if the site says that it's not secure, so I don't think they were going to use it.
You mean for donations?
Yeah, like this is just an example. If you're, as your website is saying not secure, and I am just about putting up my card information that is confidential, and if I saw that your website is not secure, so how do I make the payment to the website which is not secure? And if, just because of this not secure, if any of my card information will be leaked out, so...
Okay, I have to...
Do you see that your website is clearly says not secure?
No, where do you see that at?
On top of your domain name. Besides that, you can see it says not secure.
On top of my...
Domain?
Oh, the little link up there.
Yeah, not secure. And if you can pull up any of the website, so you can see the every website has the lock symbol, which says the website is fully protected.
Okay.
So we need to get that up on urgent basis, just because of this is affected with the malware at this moment. And as your website is up and running, and if you're not taking this action into your only convenience, so hope so, the Google will going to get your website down just because of the website is not secured properly.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to install the security for you at, on your website backend. We're going to provide you with the certificate and we'll have that done for you within just like 24 hours just to make your website available on search engine. Because as you can see, the website, your website is in the already in the notice of Google just because of they are already putting out the not secure. And if the website is being not secure, so I must say they will just going to put a ban or get your website down. So we need to get that done for you as well.
And that's that fee you were talking about.
Yeah, that is from the Google, not from our site.
That's from Google and not from your site.
Yeah. We are just installing it, but we can also purchase it from the Google App Store as we are the affiliated with them. So definitely we will get them from this thing and add that on the
website. And how much is that?
I need to see that. Let me just see. Give me a quick moment.
Okay.
Yes, are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I've just checked the cost on my screen for the security charges at this moment. So the charges which I'm seeing on my screen, that is $499.
I'm sorry, it's for how much?
$499.
Oh, $499.
Yes.
And what is that called?
The security for the websites.
So security for websites.
Yeah, security majors, which will make your website protected. And as you're taking the card information, that your website is in need of like two securities. That one is for the card information for the payment merchant, and the second one is for the website. And once the security has been installed, so the not secure will be secured, and as well as will be sending you the certificate as well, which will make sure that the BibleBelievers.com, BibleBelieversMBC.org is fully secure, and under the name of this domain, will be submitted to the search engine that this website is completely secured and have your protocols for the security. So with this, if in case any kind of mishap will be happening with your website, so you can just simply going to show the certificate to us, then we will go ahead and have that get your website fixed within like 12 hours. If this is something will happen, but once the security has been installed, so these kind of things will not happen with your website.
Okay. I'll talk to my team about that. So you're going to send me the video now?
Like, it takes me time to create the video for you. So
okay.
You can send me like 48 hours to get that video done for you. And as soon as I got that from my developers, we'll send it to you on your email.
Okay.
And how about the security at this moment? As I told you, that your website is already in the high risk just because of, you can see, this. It clearly says not secure at this moment. I must say, you just, as your website is already in the alert, high risk, so it could be removed from the search engine, it could be banned or something, so we need to take the actions on urgently basis at this moment.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to my team and let them know.
Okay. So can I call you before the day end?
No. No. Calling won't be until – won't get with them until about 8 o'clock tonight. So I won't know anything.
I would recommend you to just have words with them as soon as possible, because as I mentioned – to you again and again that your website is already in the high risk, so you guys don't have like much time to get this thing without secure. So I would recommend you to do this today or as soon as possible you can, and let me know so we can get that thing fixed for you. SF will show you the certificate and as well as get your website secured.
Okay, you know what, I have misplaced my notes to actually get into the site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had that, and I'm going in my system to try and find the information to actually sign in.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a moment, please.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you with me? Hello? Hello?
Okay, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Okay, I got to figure out the code to get back in there mm-hmm. in order for me to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because as it stands, I can't even get into it to make any changes.
You can, but you do not have the video yet, so this is the reason you're not able to do it. But the backend which you're seeing on your screen, this is the backend which you can use to make the changes. If you know how to do it, so you can do it at this moment as well. But as I said, I'll send you the video which will going to help you to make the edits. So you can just follow the same instructions which is going to be under the video. So you can do it at that time.
Right, but I would need the code, the password. Isn't mm-hmm. there a password to get in it?
On the backend?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. The login ID and password, which I shared to you once the website is live, was live, so you can use the same one.
Okay, and that's under, let me go back in here and find that under, let's see, David. All righty, so David Morgan, that was done.
Mm-hmm.
Back in.
Mm-hmm.
It's marketing acknowledgement. Website live.
What are you basically reviewing it? The login credentials?
I'm looking under the emails that you sent me with the where it went live
mm-hmm.
to have the website link. Information. Okay, that's the link, but the and that was done April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what I need in order to
mm-hmm.
to get in there. That's
mm-hmm.
April.
So do you want the website backend credentials, right?
Yes.
I already sent you like this to you before. Let me just take a look and send it to you again right now.
Okay. Okay.
Just pull that up. So, have you been trying to log into your backend before?
Nope, that's the problem.
Why?
Well, I kind of handed it off to someone, and
mm-hmm.
they haven't done anything with it.
Oh. Okay, I'm just sending to you this login ID and password again. Okay, so just send it to you, the login credentials and the password.
Okay.
You check your email.
I guess it's slow.
Yeah, you can just refresh it, you know, and you must be received.
Uh-huh.
I hope you get it.
Like it. Yeah. It's just been... Okay. Okay, so I have that I'm going to print it out and okay, so you're going to send me the video and I'll talk to them about this $4.99 and see what they say.
As I said, as I am recommending you at this moment, you can just have words with him today. Just because of, you can clearly say it's not secure, and we don't even know when your website will be down. So I would recommend you to do it as soon as you can. And if once the website is down from them, so there is a big process to get that back again. So this is why I'm saying if you can do it today, so that would be great for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so what I can do, before leaving for the day, I'll call you and follow you up for testing. And if you got the answer with your people, we are good to go to get this thing done. Else, we can just wait for tomorrow. And if anything will be happening with the website, so you can on it.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for me?
Well,
today?
I know I won't talk to them until... late this evening, so I wouldn't have any information for you until tomorrow.
This is not something from our side. This is why I keep saying if you can do it today, so that would be helpful for you guys just to get this thing done on earliest basis. This is why I'm saying if the website will be down, so there is a big process to get that back, with not just with submitting the query. We need to get that back to submitting the questionnaire with the reasons why the website is not secured before. So these are the things which will take time. And if the website goes down, so it's approximately take to get this up in like 20 to 25 days.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make them aware of it. Huh?
So... before leaving for the day, I'll call you, follow you up on this, and if you have the answer, if you get the answer with your people, we are good to go. So we can just see. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else after this?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much to contact me
Thank
again.
Thank you.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.